The top stories on Blitz this hour: host Russia beats Spain on penalties to advance to the quarterfinals. Croatia through to the last eight after penalty shootout victory over Denmark. Max Verstappen wins in Austria. Marc Marquez takes the Dutch TT in emphatic style. And victory for the first time on the PGA Tour for Francesco Molinari.
Championship leader Marc Marquez began the Dutch TT at Assen in pole position, exactly where he needed to be as he looked to extend his lead in the standings.
Next up, Netherlands. It's time for Assen. Marquez on pole, and the lights go out. A good start from Cal Crutchlow. I'm not sure Marquez got away so well in the initial stages, but he's got it hooked up now. And as they charge in towards turn one, it is Marquez with the start he needed. He gets the hook shot.
Look at Lorenzo around the outside of everybody. Lorenzo's come from 10th. He's up the inside now. Cal Crutchlow in turn two. Jorge Lorenzo. What a start by the race winner in Mugello of Barcelona. He's come from 10th to 2nd. Brilliant by Lorenzo. Where did that come from?
The informed Lorenzo put pressure on Marquez. He challenged his compatriot at turn 9 and won the battle for first place. It was an explosive start in the Netherlands with all riders going for it. Alex Rins wanted a piece of the action. He made his way up but made contact with Marquez in the process. The reigning champion maintained his composure but fell behind in the pecking order. The rest of the race was full of drama with six different leaders throughout the encounter. Andrea Dovizioso took his chance, grabbing the advantage after some slick work through the corners. But that man Marquez was close behind, pulling off a few slick moves of his own. The Ducati boys Lorenzo and Dovizioso wowed the crowd as they fought for first place. Maverick Viñales made his presence known, taking the lead with 7 laps to go. But with his fellow Spaniard Marquez hot on his heels, it was always going to be difficult to maintain the advantage. Marquez was given an inch and took a mile, building a healthy lead ahead of the rest. Valentino Rossi was searching for his fourth consecutive podium, but he was forced out wide by Dovizioso in the closing stages, denied the spots in the final three. Marquez, however, showed exactly why he's considered top dog, cruising to his first Dutch GP win since 2014.
What a race this has been. Marc Marquez wins an absolute stunner here in Assen, and he's so close for third. Rossi's messed it up. It's Rins who gets second place. Viñales third. Dovizioso fourth. What a last three laps from the world champion.
Incredible. Look at his celebration. He knows that was a real tough, tough battle.
An Italian and a Mexican ahead of everyone else was the story at the start of the final round at the Quicken Loans National. Abraham Ancer and Francesco Molinari had a two-stroke cushion to try and improve. Six strokes back was Tiger Woods after his third round 68, which he followed with a 66 that started with three birdies at the front, reaching the turn at 10 under par. Two bogeys and another three birdies at the back saw Woods settle at 11 under, comfortably in the top five. Ancer, meanwhile, struggled all round to pick up shots, a bogey at the first and another at the 15th, the wrong colour on his card, two over for the round, also at 11 under par. Alone in second, ahead of Sung Kang by one, was Ryan Armour, who did spend some time atop the pile over the 4 days. He finished his tournament with a second successive 68, three birdies and a bogey for the 42-year-old in the final round. It quickly became apparent that only one man was going to win the title once Francesco Molinari birdied the second and then the sixth. That was set to be followed by an eagle at the 10th, and with no one responding and trying to keep the Italian within reach, he added another four birdies in the next four holes and had long been practicing his victory speech by the time he reached the 18th. Victory by 8 shots for Molinari, the joint highest margin of the season so far. 8 under par for the day, 21 under and champion for the first time on the PGA Tour. Woods and Ancer tied 4th, another pair tied 6th at 10 under par.
Sweden's Alex Norén claimed the Open de France title with a final round 67 on Sunday as compatriot Marcus Kinholt's challenge evaporated. Norén birdied the 16th and 17th holes to finish on 7 under par, a shot clear of Scotland's Russell Knox, England's Chris Wood and American Julian Suri. Knox's closing 65 saw him come up short, while Suri's double bogey at the 18th brought his challenge to a disappointing conclusion. There was disappointment also for 21-year-old Kinholt, who had taken a two-shot lead into the fourth round at Le Golf National in Paris, the host venue for this year's Ryder Cup. He carded a 76, which included a 7 on the par 4 fourth and a 6 at the 15th to finish in a share of 5th place. Norén was the star of the show, coming from 7 behind to seal the victory, his 10th European Tour title. Spanish duo Sergio Garcia and Jon Rahm both threatened during the final day until they both found water at the last, missing out on the win, with Dylan Fratelli the highest finishing South African. A host of stars will be seeking success when the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open gets underway live on your World of Champions. Catch round one on Supersport 1.
Yes, indeed. That is how close Sung-Hyun Park came to winning the LPGA KPMG Women's PGA Championship for 2018 outright. At 10 under par, the missed birdie at the 18th meant that she, along with Nasaha Tayoka and So Yeon-ryu, went into a playoff to decide the winner, having each ended on 10 under. Tayoka had finished much earlier, earning the clubhouse lead with a final round 64, a single bogey alongside 5 birdies and 2 eagles. Ryu was over par for the round, but gave herself a chance despite a pair of double bogeys, a dropped shot at the 13th, and 4 birdies. Despite play being suspended for a period due to inclement weather, the playoff continued after Tayoka had already been dropped at the first playoff hole. Her final approach shot at the second saw Sung-Hyun Park set herself up for the win.
Sung-Hyun Park is the KPMG Women's PGA Champion. An incredible final day, and now the emotion comes.
Defending champions DHL Western Province met Toyota Free State 15 on Sunday afternoon in the quarterfinals of the Supersport Rugby Challenge. The men from the West were one of two sides to complete the group stages undefeated, but the boys in orange gave them a true run for their money at Greenpoint Athletic Stadium. The visitors were 14-0 up after 12 minutes as Carl Jan Kutsia and Jasper Visa got onto the score sheets. The hosts, however, slowly worked their way back into the match. David Brits got them up and running, bagging their first 5 points of the match, and Tristan Lades joined them on the score sheet after the intermission. Free States were determined for the win. They threw everything at Province. Youngster Baron Jansen van Rensburg kept them in the lead, and later in the half that man Kutsia struck again. The conversion made it a 6-point game. Western Province, however, couldn't find a way past the Free State line of defense in the closing stages, suffering their first loss of the season in the quarterfinals. Free State through to the semis. All the quarterfinal action from the Supersport Rugby Challenge concluded on Sunday as Toyota Free State edged 2017 winners Western Province. There will be a new champion this year.
The Crusaders are back in action in Week 18 of Vodacom Super Rugby as they take on the Highlanders, while the Reds and the Rebels clash in the second game on Friday. The Bulls will take on the Jaguares before the Stormers and Sharks collide in an all-South African affair.
The year's third Grand Slam comes to you from the All England Club. Enjoy all the SW19 action live on Supersport.
Only two remained at the Men's Champions Trophy in Breda. Either India or Australia were going to walk away as the big winners. Regulation time wasn't enough to separate the two nations. Blake Govers had given the Aussies the lead when from a penalty corner he rifled in, although the keeper did get a glove to the ball. India's response came late in Q3. Vivek Prasad was at the right place at the right time to apply the finishing touches and take the game into a shootout after the sides had been locked at 1-1. And that is where Australia were able to get some distance between themselves and their opponents. While both sides were imperfect in the shootout, Australia did find the back of the net 3 times compared to India's 1. Sardar Singh, Harmanpreet Singh and Lalit Upadhyay all missing. The winning effort coming from Jeremy Edwards, who converted and took Australia to glory.
Edwards goes one way. Srijesh, he's pulled him a long way. Edwards lifts it over Srijesh. Australia have won their 15th Champions Trophy. India have squandered the opportunity in the shootout. Edwards stayed cool. Srijesh, who was the hero back in Raipur in the Hockey World League shootout, couldn't do the business today. And Australia celebrate another victory.
The final weekend at the Men's Hockey Champions Trophy had wins for Belgium, Argentina, the Netherlands, as well as champions Australia. It took until the final import race, but Di Kafaris turned the tide on plastic, moved off the bottom of the race leaderboard after securing 6th place in the Volvo Ocean Race. The day started with SHK Scallywag and turned the tide on plastic with equal points on the overall leaderboard. The tiebreak mechanism is the finishing position in the import race series, and there, David Wirth Scallywags had the advantage by a 3-point margin. But if Kafari could level the score or get ahead on the import series leaderboard, then her team would lift themselves into 6th place overall by winning the tiebreak. A lot of things would need to go right for Kafari, and incredibly, it all came to pass. It didn't look good early on when Turn the Tide on Plastic was penalised for not keeping clear of Team ExxonMobil on a close cross, but at the next mark rounding, Scallywag hooked onto the mark and was stopped while the rest of the fleet sailed past. Eventually, they did free themselves from the mark, but by then, they were well behind and running out of time to catch up. The last place result for Scallywag, combined with a hard-fought 4th place finish for Turn the Tide on Plastic, means Di Kafari's team sit in 6th place for the first time in the race. That wasn't the only scoreboard move on the day. Hometown hero Bo Begging's team Brunel had a perfect start and led the race from beginning to end. That win, combined with a 3rd place finish by Team ExxonMobil, means the two Dutch skippers finished tied for 3rd in the import race series, with Team Brunel taking the tiebreak for the final podium spot by virtue of a better finish position in the final race. For Becking, the race victory puts a stamp on a career that has included 8 editions of the Volvo Ocean Race. It was a fantastic day for the Dutch sailing hero to win. The Brunel import race marks the last competition in this edition of the Volvo Ocean Race.